name is Debbie Bernardi, and I'm currently the office manager at the PSP Association. I started working for PSP in March 2002 as Brigadier Michael Coe's PA. I worked 4 hours a day, 4 days a week, which was perfect, fitting in with the family life, school, etc. This was my first job since moving from Zimbabwe to the UK. I'd never heard of PSP or CBD before. This was totally new to me. I did have a look at the website before my interview, and that was my first glimpse into these diseases. When I first started working at PSPA, I was working in the outbuildings at Michael's home in Wappenheim. I was in an office which I shared with Michael, and everyone else was in the other room. We had to do hot seating as there weren't enough desks for everyone. Michael was the driving force behind the organization. He was the voice at the end of the phone, building connections, ensuring families received the support they needed. I was there to assist Michael with letter typing, administrative tasks, and making tea. We always had tea and biscuits. Working alongside Michael has been an absolute pleasure, and I take pride in playing a small role in transforming his vision into reality. I was PA for the CEO up until about 2012, when the then CEO felt he didn't need a PA. So there was a bit of a reshuffle within the charity, and three roles were made into one, and we all had to reapply for these roles. Lucky for me, I got the job, and my new job was admin support officer. We moved to Milton Keynes in about 2018, and my role became more than just pure administrative. I managed the office, supported everyone in the team, looked after our current CRM, Salesforce, together with other duties. So in 2019, my job title changed to office manager. Over the 22 years I've been with PSPA, I've witnessed numerous transformations and progress, different roles, different services, different members of staff. But the one thing that has remained consistent is the importance of supporting those affected by PSP and CBD. We are the only charity in the UK to offer this service. I am proud of the collective efforts, past and present, by staff, trustees, health and social care volunteers, family members, fundraisers, and everyone who has supported and shaped PSP into the remarkable charity it is today. Our services catering to those affected by PSP and CBD, fundraising endeavours, support groups, family and friends days, study days, research symposiums, etc., etc., stand a testament to our progress. Some of the key moments in the charity's history that have meant something to me is, of course, Michael starting the charity in 1994, but we were able to purchase a building in Toaster. So we moved there from Wappenheim. I think that was around 2007. We've had the introduction of family and friends days, as well as study days, having a bespoke helpline, where before we just had one or two members of staff who would be the support, and recognizing PSP and CBD as two separate diseases, receiving funds to create bespoke literature and having a study day focusing on CBD. There are so many different events over the years. Some I've been lucky enough to attend, like the Windsor Race Days, for example. I specifically love supporting our London Marathon runners on the Tower Bridge as they reach the halfway mark. They are truly an inspiration, and some runners I've been supporting for at least 17 years. We have so many truly amazing fundraisers who put their heart and soul into what they're doing, for which I am extremely grateful. I'm really proud of everything I've done at PSPA. I sometimes feel I'm in the shadows, behind the scenes, and don't really make much of a difference. But I believe in the cause and what we're doing, and that keeps me motivated. One of the things I'm really proud of is our CRM, Salesforce, and getting the setup, training staff, and continually configuring it so the rest of the team can do their jobs as easily and efficiently as possible. Having Salesforce helps us to collect information, stay in touch with those affected by, as well as everyone fundraising, supporting us. It enables us to analyze the impact we're having, as well as keeping track of donations and funding we receive, not only from individual donors, but corporates and trusts as well. The hopes for the future of the charity? That we'll continue to raise the funds needed to offer the services and support to those affected by PSP and CBD. ensuring these opportunities are accessible across all regions. At the same time, supporting research working towards improved diagnosis, treatments, and eventually a cure. We also need to raise awareness of PSP and CBD in the scientific community to advance our understanding of these diseases. We have an amazing team in place, and I'm confident that together we can achieve these goals to overcome any challenges that come our way.